Proclamation number 3559 of 26th of September, 1945. Perfection. Divine order. Love. What has shaped itself into love is one with God. And since the union with God is the human being's aim on earth and the aim of all spiritual substances in the beyond, the working of love on earth as well as in the beyond has to be divine law which is to be complied with. But where this law is contravened, the distance from God is great, and it can only be reduced by the being itself by placing it under the law of love. God's love also expresses itself in a changing order, and the spiritual being which is lovingly active will always remain in this order. If the law is overturned, this will also result in a state of disorder, chaos and finally decay. This can be observed on earth in times when people's thinking has become loveless, as well as in the spiritual kingdom where disorder also has an effect on the state of the souls which dwell in darkness. The essence of love must be recognized in order to understand that without love nothing perfect can be, nothing harmonious and nothing happy. God is love, and what wants to enter into association with God must likewise be love. Otherwise it does not move in the order which was the basis of the created from the beginning, for what arose from God's love could not show anything imperfect, and perfection is synonymous with perfect order. And thus the life of the human being on earth as well as that of the soul in the beyond must follow its course according to perfect order, then it will also be guided by unselfish love. It will have love activity as its fundamental principle, and thus the being will approach the original state. It will shape itself into love again and can unite with God who is love in himself. Divine origin can only be recognized in loving activity, then the strength from God, which is the original substance of all creation, is predominant, whereas a loveless life reveals a will turned away from God, the origin of which was from God's adversary. His endeavor is and will eternally remain the dissolution of order, thus a separation from God of that which has come forth from God, which means complete disorder and imperfection. Therefore, where love is disregarded, where disorder and chaos prevail, there the regime of the one who opposes God is also recognizable. There the affiliation to him is proven whose will use the strength from God to work against God. And there the union with God can never take place, because beings without love could never bear the presence of God, because they've completely stepped out of divine order, because they don't bow down to the law of eternity, which demands perfection and acknowledgement of the lawgiver. Otherwise it will be banished into the utmost distance as being contrary to God. God's love is unchanging, and thus his law is also unchanging, which has its foundation in love. And everything unkind will remain separated from God until it has shaped itself into love again. Only then can the union take place with the original ground of love. With God. Amen.